From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Students at St. Louis University are launching weather balloons into the sky above St. Louis, Missouri. The United States Space Agency, NASA, is paying for this activity. It is part of a study to improve our understanding of air pollution and climate.
Background number 1.02, correct?
Yes.
Pump efficiency file default. Serial number of IMET sond 17928?
Yes.
Correct. Let's see if we're getting some data. Okay, so the radio sond is sending data, so that's good.
A group of students surround a laptop computer and a radio receiver outside the St. Louis Science Center. They are getting ready to take part in the NASA project to measure ozone. The students hear the sound of information. Inside a container made of styrofoam material are small instruments. They measure direction, temperature, humidity, air pressure, and ozone. The students test all the instruments. When they are certain everything is operating correctly, they attach the container to a weather balloon. The balloon will carry it into the atmosphere 3 times higher than jet airplanes. But first, the students need to fill the balloon with helium gas so it can rise. They need a lot of helium. Fully blown up, the balloon will be 2 to 3 meters in diameter. A voice announces the launch time.
This is Gary Morris with the St. Louis University Weather Balloon Launch Team at the St. Louis Planetarium. We're 5 minutes from a weather balloon launch.
Gary Morris is a professor at Valparaiso University in Indiana. He is the lead trainer for the nationwide study. The professor says NASA wants more information on ozone because of how it affects our atmosphere, both good and bad. High up in what is called the stratosphere, the ozone layer keeps harmful ultraviolet radiation from reaching the Earth. But near the ground, emissions from cars and petrochemical plants form ozone pollution and smog, the unhealthy air condition that affects breathing. Jack Fishman leads the ozone study at St. Louis University. He says new requirements that decrease pollution have lowered ozone levels in American cities. But he notes that pollution in remote areas continues to increase. He blames industrial activity in Eastern Asia for that pollution. Mr. Fishman says polluted air is being blown across the Pacific by currents in the upper atmosphere. He says ozone pollution has slowed the growth of farm crops and forests. And now, at the St. Louis Science Center, it's time for the balloon launch. Okay, comes a voice. Ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift off!
All right. What did you think about that?
That was amazing. It's so high that I can't even see it.
And that's the VOA Education Report. I'm Jerry Watson.